The first Saturday after Labor Day for the last 13 years marks the fine art show held in downtown Cedar Falls called Artapalooza on Main. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum with IPR's Iowa Art Showcase, and in to give us the inside scoop is the events and promotions coordinator in Cedar Falls downtown, Kim Baer. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, for those not familiar with Artapalooza on Main, tell us about your festival and a little bit about how it got started.
So this festival has been happening for 13 years, and it all came together because a community was in need of an art show such as this in the downtown district. And so the committee brought together, it was retired art teachers or current art teachers and people who were just lover of the arts and really wanted to see something like this in downtown. So that's where it started 13 years ago. And it has just evolved and kind of really sustained itself in that same fine arts show that it is. And it's an all-day festival. It's a juried art show. So everybody that applies goes through the jurying process, certainly. And it has really just become a staple in the downtown district that everybody loves to visit on that second Saturday in September.
And it is outdoors.
It is, yes. And fingers crossed, Mother Nature will be nice to us again this year. So far, I'm not sure that it has ever been canceled due to weather.
And it lines Main Street then in Cedar Falls.
It does. We close down the 100, 200, and 300 block of Main Street and up to the alleys on those side streets. And that is where the artists set up in their 10 by 12 spots. And they are just right there on the street. And you can walk up and down the street safely.
So how many artists do you usually have?
We try to do between 40 and 50. 50 is probably the max that we can handle within those parameters. So it just depends on the applications and the different mediums that we get in. So we try to make it a good mix of all those mediums as well.
So tell us about some of the mediums and some of the artists that are going to be coming this year.
So this year we will have 42. And we have jewelers, we have painters, we have ceramicists, we have sculpture art, metal art, fiber, and drawing. We have four wood artists. We really have a great diverse group this year. And this year is exciting because through the jurying process, we were able to jury in 10 new artists, which is a large number. We're super thankful for the returning artists as well, but it's fun to see new faces too. So it's really going to be an all-encompassing show that you can walk throughout those blocks and see a different medium with every step you take. We try to mix them all up so that you don't have two mediums right in a row. So there's, you know, a couple jewelers per block. We have some people who have been for years and years, like Jim Kearns, who is the ceramicist from Cedar Falls, and Paula Lorenz, who owns a store downtown but also is in the show as well as a jeweler, and David Prem, who is a painter from New Hampton. And it's really just fun to see people come back each year and what they have to bring and how their art has evolved throughout the years as well.
And this festival, Artapalooza, it's not just about art, but there's a lot of other things involved with it as well.
Yes, we try to make sure that there is literally something for everyone. So there's a lot of kids' activities throughout the day, as well as music. So at the 4th and Main vacant lot, where Santa's house typically sits in the wintertime, is music. So we'll have various musics from, you know, the Cedar Falls Jazz Band to, we have a couple new artists that are coming this year. We've tried to switch up the entertainment a little bit. The Cedar Falls Public Library will be having a puppet show at that same location that morning. We're excited for them to be involved and for them to do that as well. Then there'll be music down in the 100 block in front of Cup of Joe. And that's more of an acoustic, some of the Cedar Valley Acoustic Guitar Association people will be there. And then as far as kids' activities go, we have the Hearst Center for the Arts is there with painting faces, and they do an awesome job, as well as the petting zoo from the symphony. They come so that kiddos can try out instruments that maybe their parents do or do not want them to play in the future. And then the Legos are there from the tourism office, and for whatever reason, that's a huge draw. We set them out on a big tarp, and there's lots of Legos and lots of kiddos. And then the youth art team will be there this year, which is a group out of Waterloo, and they do an awesome job. They're going to set up a portrait studio, and their artists actually draw pictures of the people in front of them. So we had that done last year, and it was super fun, and the artists do a great job.
How much does this cost?
It's a free event for the public, so we like to keep the events that happen within the district free to the public just so it's easiest for everybody in the community to come down and participate.
When is this going to be, and how can folks get more details about it?
So September 8th, it's always the second Saturday in September, so the Saturday after Labor Day, and it'll be going on from 9 to 4 o'clock. The artists will be all set up and ready to go by 9 a.m., and you can get as much information as possible at communitymainstreet.org or the Cedar Falls Downtown District Facebook page as well. So it's a great event for them as well. The stores are open. They can't wait for Artapalooza each year, and just their support is huge. We're obviously closing down a large portion of downtown to provide this art show. So it's really nice that they get involved and help us out as well with those things too.
Iowa Public Radio, thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase conversation goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And thanks today goes to the events and promotions coordinator in Cedar Falls downtown, Kim Baer. And best wishes for a fantastic Artapalooza on Saturday, September 8th at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.